Dia.
Rana, did you see what happened to the lobsterman's friend?
Well, I was trying to figure out if he knew this guy. By the way, we've never received more DMs, messages.
You're right.
Calls for concern. I mean, just everybody was hitting the SOS, doing their Morse code over this.
Well, yeah. Well, guess who the lobsterman left me for?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yep.
Get out of here.
I couldn't believe it.
Jonah or the whale? Who did he leave you for?
Honestly, Jonah, but I'm sure he was jealous of the whale. He said that guy was a hero. Because I texted him and I was like, did you know that guy? Did you know that guy? And he texted me back something I absolutely did not understand. And so then I called him and I said, because, you know, it was just sort of like Knuckles, basically.
Yeah.
And so then I called him and I was like, what? Did you know that guy? And he was like, yeah, that's the guy I'm seeing. Like that.
Oh, God.
And I said, oh, and he goes, he's a hero.
A hero? Like, what did he do that was so heroic?
Well, I didn't ask him that, but he said that he was
scooped up.
Yeah, but he said it was very sexy and that he's a hero.
I would like to know what the inside of a whale feels like, wouldn't you? The inside of the mouth of a whale?
Also,
I bet it's very muscly, that tongue.
I didn't read too deep into it because I was so jealous of him.
Yeah.
But what did he do to get out? Did he like tickle it? Did he kick it?
No, the whale spit him out.
He was like, this is absolutely disgusting.
When you eat something you don't want to eat, you spit it out. So that's what the whale did.
How long
was he? That's what he says.
How long was he? Well, see, and that's why the lobster.
There's a lot of question marks. He claims he was on the, I will say it gave me a lot of insight into a certain kind of lobster fishing that I really hadn't thought about. So
it's very difficult, Rana.
It made me think differently about the diving off the pier. The breadcrumbs. So basically,
are you telling me that now you respect his job?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm just saying it might be a job. That's all. I didn't think it was even a job before.
How dare you, Rana? You know what? I've been telling you this entire
time. This
is
so like you. You're not interested in anyone you're dating till they leave you, and then you defend them to the death afterwards.
Well, Rana, you know what? He was the one. He was the one for me.
Yeah, here we go.
He was, especially in light of like, God, how sexy is it that someone's job catching lobsters could be that dangerous?
It's,
you know?
Well, it's literally never happened before. That's why people aren't sure it happened at all.
Well, and then guess what he said? Because I said, is there any chance you might want to get back together? And he sent me a ton of like those emojis that are crying laughing.
Oh,
and it
no.
was so hurtful.
That is so mean.
It was so hurtful. And so then I said, well, so that's a no. And he was like, guess who's the whale? And guess who's going to swallow that guy? And it was so disgusting, Rana. And I thought, like, he never gave me a blowjob. Like, I don't know why he would be giving this guy one. So it was really upsetting. And
wow. It sounds like sort of a non-starter of a relationship to begin with. My God.
Maybe. So I guess he's going to swallow him up. And in the meantime, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to set something up to where something could attack me, but like I would know I'd be safe at the end of it so that maybe he would find that attractive. But it's a very serious business, and fuck that lobsterman who got stuck in the whale just to claim someone's heart. It's bullshit.
He was 45 feet below picking lobsters up off the floor, apparently. The ocean floor.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with lobster. I mean, he doesn't pick up after himself anyway.
His friend. And then his friend was up above in the boat. I don't know who he is, but apparently they fish in a team of two.
Yeah.
And he claims that the whale was, you know, doing his thing with, this is what whales do, is they open their mouths and they basically do a big gulp.
A scoop.
Scoop, exactly. And then they have their baleen, which is essentially like a strainer.
The Hershey's. Oh, yeah. No, that's something else.
That's butyric. What was it? Butyric
acid. Oh, right. It sounded
acid.
Like baleen. Something like that.
Or butric. I can't remember what it was. But,
right.
Oh, did we get a lot of responses on that?
Well, Rana, I'm here to open minds and hearts.
People went nuts over that.
Because it's a taste you'll never untaste, but you'll still want to taste. I still like Hershey's.
All they could say was Parmesan cheese, Parmesan cheese, Parmesan cheese. It has the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Well, then it starts to make sense because it just becomes about milk breaking down. It doesn't become about something you added to something.
Right, but the taste that it tastes like is
what they're saying is it's a little it's a little rotten is what they're saying. Slightly rotten.
Puke City.
Anyway, he claims he got scooped up and then he was in there for 30 to 40 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
And then the whale surfaced and tossed him out. That's what they're saying.
And in the meantime, Rana, I mean, I'm really upset because like his photo is up at Shoopy's now right in front of mine it's awful.
Oh, like he's some sort of local celebrity or something.
Yeah, it's horrible. You see his now before mine.
No, we've got to find you a dry cleaner.
And a whale. I've got to get swallowed by something, Rana. I mean, this is stiff competition.
Well, maybe if we can get you swallowed by something entirely different, you'll forget all about the lobsterman.
And then Barry's Towing Company, she texted me and she said,
oh, no.
She said, do you have any way to get in contact with that guy?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I said, no, I think he actually died in that whale. I don't think he ever got out because, Rana, I'm losing money. I'm losing money. I'm losing my man. I'm losing wall space at Shoebies. This is crazy.
Yeah, this isn't good.
No. So I need you to call the Boston Globe or I don't know, call.
We need to, you know what we need to do is we need a stunt. You need a stunt.
I need a stunt. I need to get Kris Jenner on the line, Rana. Yeah. Maybe I'll make a sex tape.
Yeah, make a sex tape. That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah. Is Jordan around this weekend or?
What?
No, I just, he could shoot it or.
He's not a pornographer.
Rana, there's all kinds of art.
You know what? Now, this has been happening a lot lately where I want to end the show before it begins. But I can't.
I'm in a very vulnerable place, Rana.
I hate to tell you this. We had a Negroni lunch last week.
Talk about going from low to high.
First of all, we had Jason Mantzoukas on, who was so terrific.
So just truly a blessing.
He might have been our most popular guest ever. Don't tell Naomi.
Oh, I won't tell Naomi. Why would I tell Naomi? I don't even speak to her.
Why would you tell her anything?
I won't tell her anything. She talks about me. She talks about me behind my back. I'm sure
about
you
all the time.
I'm sure.
People went through the roof on him.
Yeah, I don't like him either, to be honest with you.
What?
What do you mean they went through the roof?
They were so excited about the episode.
He is, honestly, he's so funny. He's so sweet and good. He's like all of those things put together.
I think people were surprised and impressed by how wonderful his advice was. And they happened to say, if Rana ever needs a co-host again, if Brian ever is doing another towing commercial, which seems like it's not really going to happen based on what you just told me. But
the walls are honestly crashing in on me right now. Like, I can't even believe
that they would love to see him as a co-host again. And people don't know this.
Co-host again?
Off camera, he offered to be a co-host. Remember that? Or were you in the bathroom when that happened?
No, I think I heard something about it.
Yeah, he said, if you ever need, I'd love to come back. He had a blast. He gives great advice.
Yeah, I liked him a lot on the show, but we're listening back and stuff. I don't know. It seems like the wrong energy, you know?
Wow, what are we going to do with you? I wish I'd poured you a Negroni before tonight started.
I should go pour myself one, to be honest. And we're recording in the evening, which is another stuff. People
don't know. These things over. They don't know about your evening energy. This is your evening energy.
Absolutely, because now I have time to think about everything.
Oh, I just realized that this is really a bit of an unmasking for people because during the day, you seem like you really have it together. Mm-hmm. But then by the nighttime, you start to unravel a little bit.
Before night falls, Rana. Before night falls. This is my life.
Really? I didn't know. Were you in a Cuban hospital?
I actually never.
Oh, interesting.
I've never seen it. Rana, you know what, though?
Well, you really should after that reference because I believe it's about AIDS in a Cuban hospital, if I'm not mistaken. But
okay. Well, no, that isn't my night tonight. I can't confirm or deny that hasn't. But Rana, and maybe you're not caught up on this, but you're just the kind of person I want to hear.
Okay.
But first of all, let's not downplay the Negroni release. It's actually a huge fucking deal. And if you go to Negroni.com, you'll get your socks knocked off by these glamorous photos.
The pictures are incredible, but gorgeous. I hate to tell you that they're completely accurate.
Completely accurate.
I'd love to tell you they're not accurate.
Do you remember how excited people were in our clutch when you revealed it? I mean, it's incredible.
Well, that's the other thing people don't know. Only the coffee people know that during the clutch, which was such a blast.
Oh my gosh.
That we did the bottle reveal. And so they were the first people to see it. But the people, all the free feeds and the Patreons, etc., only saw it for the first time with everyone else on Instagram on Friday. And people need to order now because we're trying to get it to people, of course, in time for the 4th of July weekend, but that's coming right up.
Yeah, it is. I'm so excited. It is. Yeah. It is. So we'll have so many bottles out there together, and it is going to be gross.
You are off the wall tonight. What was the thing you were going to tell me?
Well, because this is the kind of thing I want to hear your hot take on.
My take. Okay.
But I don't know if you're like following it or if you're watching or whatever. I want to, you know, Erica Jane's lawyers dropped her and that documentary.
Oh,
I did. And
I was curious. I did not see the documentary yet.
It's not that informative.
Did you watch it? I want to watch it.
I did. You don't learn anything. Except that the really effective part of it is you really hear these victim stories, and it's heartbreaking.
Did it leave you with any sense of anything about her or her involvement?
Well,
the documentary.
Well, yes, at the end, and only in a very she is named on one of his companies as like the secretary of it or something, and I think that's. Why? Because her lawyers dropped her the morning after the documentary came out.
Yeah.
And I think they didn't know that.
I think that,
essentially in their press release, they had said, like, we can't work with a client who's not being honest with us.
Yes, which is a really extreme thing to say.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to say anything.
Right. And in my head, I imagine she said, no, I didn't know anything about any of these companies. I never signed it. And the truth is, she might still not have known anything. I mean, that could have just been paper pushing on his end. I don't know, but it's not a good look.
Well, I don't know about that, because apparently the way it worked, and again, we'll know more later, what do we know, is that he was transferring a lot of funds over to her company. She had EJ Enterprises or something.
Right.
And so he was, part of the complaint, because I did read an interview with the lawyer, but it's the lawyer for the Lion Air people, the sort of class action people.
Right.
He claims, whoever he is, Jay Edston or something.
Yes, he was in the documentary.
So it's all a bit, what's he trying to do? What are they trying to do? Who knows?
I think he's in the documentary. Somebody is,
Well, anyway, he claims that they were funneling this settlement money over to her company. And then she was spending a lot of that money. So,
right. I'll tell you the reason you know the documentary is a little bit sort of, I don't know, maybe not the, I don't know, it was probably pretty reliable. But the first person you see on this documentary walking to a chair and giving an interview is Danielle Staub. And you're like,
Oh, come on. What does she know? Well, why didn't you lead with that is my question. What are you wasting my time
for? I know. And then you want to know who else is in it?
Oh, you know what, Brian?
Honestly, Rana. And she was like, she's never been all that friendly to me on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh,
and
it's here just sort we of go. Like,
what?
Oh, here we go.
I know. But I do like watching her.
But now it'd be fun to watch her. I know. They really should have kept up with her, but I think she was just too much trouble.
And then the only other housewife they have on there talking about it was, this was in like season three or season two or three of Beverly Hills. Do you remember Dana, the one whose sunglasses were $25,000?
Or
whatever it was,
$10,000.
Yeah.
$25,000.
So she's another expert.
$25,000.
Yeah.
$25,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Camille was like, I just don't like saying the prices of things. I mean, if you have it, you have it.
Oh, Camille, what a dingbat.
True dingbat. Total Trumper too, I think.
Oh, just.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed. Between the ears.
Anyway, just wanted to hear.
But not a little schemey and a little vindictive.
Oh,
she always had something going
on,
Camille, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dear. So listen to me. We've got a Negroni.
Oh my gosh.
People need to order it. As soon as it starts, it's going to start arriving. And when it starts arriving, I need people to be photographing it.
Posting.
Tagging it.
Absolutely.
Posting about it. Right now, it's on, I believe it's, so this is Tuesday. So they'll start shipping, I believe, at the end of this week.
Wonderful.
So the people started ordering last Friday, and I think they'll start shipping at the end of this week. So keep your eyeballs open for your Negronis. And we're hoping it gets to people in time for the 4th. I mean, look, with COVID, et cetera, I don't know what's going on with this one and that one and post office and FedEx, but we tried to give enough runway so that people could get it in the lead up to the holiday. So
yes.
we're keeping our fingers crossed that all works out, but I can't wait to hear what people think about it. And there's a lot of fun little traits.
Yes.
In the packaging. And I won't say more than that. And there is even more coming. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Oh, I get it. Like C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
No, actually, it's not at all what I meant. Yeah. And it wasn't talking about being swallowed up.
Okay.
As you say. I was talking about there's a little, what do they call something you get free with something else?
I don't know.
I won't call it a gift with purchase because it makes it sound like it's Estee cosmetics Lauder. Or something. Yeah. But there is something coming. And all I'm saying is if you're having a true Negroni summer,
yeah,
you're going to wish you had this.
So. Oh, boy. And by the way, we're so early into summer. You've got months.
Well, you do and you don't. This is a limited run at the moment.
Oh,
so
that's true. It is limited.
Get them now.
Yeah. So you got to get them now. You got to get
right,
them now.
Dear.
It's true. All right, dear.
And then Juneteenth was celebrated last week, which was so exciting.
Fabulous federal holiday now. Joe Biden's going to, well, he might have already actually signed
It's already been declared. And
it's been declared.
It was last week, which was so exciting.
Very exciting.
Really wonderful. Took too long, but we're glad it's here.
Yes.
And of course, there's our fabulous coffee, which makes a beautiful cold brew.
AskRunnaCoffee.com.
I did notice, though, that someone on Instagram, I don't know whether, you know, sometimes people tag things and they're not really where they say they are.
Okay.
Meaning people will write, tag, you know, G. Charles Rogers loves to do that.
Right.
The moon or wherever he
right.
is.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
This guy.
On Christ the Redeemer or
yes,
something. Yeah. Exactly.
This guy says he's in Bilbao, Spain. So I'm going to choose to believe him.
Okay.
And he made a gorgeous coffee panna cotta with caramelized hazelnuts. And I mean, it's so stunning.
Who is this man in Spain?
His name is Al_SUESCUN. So Al Suescun.
Suescun. Al Suescun.
Suescun.
Take me away.
And he's some kind of a chef. All his pictures are just gorgeous, beautiful things that he's cooked.
Wow.
And one of them he did, and inspired by our coffee, our Shades Vanilla Blend, he made a coffee panna cotta. It's absolutely gorgeous. So there it is.
I mean, it looks like, yeah, something you'd get in the most expensive, like Jean Georges or something.
It looks like something I'd actually eat. Where most of the time, these people send us their pictures, and I think I'm so glad they can't invite me over because of the
Rana.
Pandemic.
Well, Al, you can have us over anytime you like.
Al Suescan, would we love? We'd love to come.
Exactly.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Now we had a couple of updates. Now the first update is from guess who?
Who?
Remember Tigger, the asshole cat?
Yes, that jerk.
So the guy that wrote in about Tigger.
Yeah.
Wrote in to us about something completely independent, but wanted us to know he was also Tigger's father. That was writing into us.
Should I read it or would you like to?
Of course, you should always read it.
Oh, that's right. You love when I read, Rana.
Yeah, I do.
As a person who lived with an emotionally abusive partner for 15 years, I can't tell you how perfect all of your advice for the mother of the daughter who wanted to get married to the sociopath.
Oh, this is literally last week. Yeah.
I kept shouting yes at the speaker. Also, I am the former writer who complained about the neighborhood cat, Tigger. Your advice was hard to swallow, but correct. We thought he was dead, but I saw him 2 weeks ago and had less of a desire to drive over him. My partner, Matt, and I have also adopted a new cat named Gary.
Terrible.
Who we are discovering is a Norwegian forest cat. That sounds so scary.
I don't know what it is. It's the stuff of nightmares.
Good. Yeah. Thank you so much for your hard work. You have many fans. Sincerely, Joe.
How do you know how many fans we have, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, what do you know?
Yeah,
Joe?
What do you know about it?
You don't know Joe.
Yeah.
You don't know Blow Joe.
Yeah. You don't know Jack Joe.
That's right.
The other thing is we did get a letter from someone named Brandon, and I have to say I stand corrected.
Oh, and by the way, they just, do you know that person, Joe, emailed right away again and said, oh no, I just heard you talking about the name Gary. So, so sorry. LOL.
Well, rename the
or
cat.
Or is that wrong?
No, that's correct.
Yeah,
tell
rename the cat.
Rename the cat.
Joe, rename the cat. Gary's not going to fly for a cat. Yeah. Not even for a cat.
I'd take it on a dog, but not on a cat.
Correct.
Someone named Brandon wrote in to us in response to, okay, remember our epic, our cliffhanger that I fell asleep during?
Sure.
I mean, yawned during.
Oh, this was like three and a half pages. And it was the sister,
the
right?
The sister and the babysitting and the free babysitting and the reduced course load and the health and the husband who left the sister on the side of the road when she was 10 months pregnant, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct. Right. I do.
And
of course, I remember this.
Made an off the cuff comment.
Okay.
Where I said, what do you expect? This guy is on antipsychotic medication. Why expect anything from this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And in fairness to Brandon, who wrote in, the truth is if someone is taking their antipsychotics and they are managing their, you know, condition, that of course they can live very fulfilling lives.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean they can't be wonderful partners, et cetera, et cetera. In
That's
this
right.
case, to me, it felt like another piece of information about a guy that seemed to be a disaster in many ways.
Sure.
And so I made an offhand remark about it. And so I would like to clarify, of course, it is true if people are being medicated responsibly and they're taking their conditions responsibly, that there's no question they can, of course, be productive and important parts of their families. That just didn't seem to be what this guy was doing. So
yes.
I do appreciate Brandon writing in to us.
I know people who are on Abilify and Zyprexa, I think is another one.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. They've been through a lot of pain and have really taken well to this medication and are, you know,
yeah,
really being treated in the right way, which I'm
so I apologize if that came off as far too casual.
Cavalier.
Exactly.
Well, listen, that was like one part of something that was just a massive issue.
Well, Brandon didn't feel that way, Brian. Okay.
Well, Brandon, you've been heard and we've been corrected.
Yeah. Now, do you want to read this? Or do you want me to read this? Because someone wrote a letter right to you. So I thought I should read it to you.
Oh.
So that you could hear it.
Okay.
How does that sound?
I love it.
Dear Brian, you're fired. Love, Rana. Just kidding.
You know what, Rana?
Okay.
Signed, Rana, Jason Mantzoukas, Naomi Akpara, and Jessica St. Clair.
And then the 100,000 other people signed the petition, if you can believe it.
That's great, Rana. That's fabulous. I'm thrilled. It sounds like it's unanimous.
Even Sherman signed it.
Sherman, you're so rude. He did. He's like, yes, I did.
But Derek didn't sign it. What does it all mean? All right.
Know.
Hello to the elegant Rana and the very precious Brian.
Mwah.
I am writing this to thank Brian for his candid responses about his experiences with his family. I'm in my early 30s and I'm just beginning the process of unraveling myself from the toxic, manipulative, hurtful patterns with my parents and siblings. There's been so much heartbreak realizing the people closest, in quotes, to me aren't the people who see me, support me, and love me in a way that I need to be supported. They pull me down instead of pulling me up, to quote Rana. And untangling from, thank God I got some shout out in here, my God.
Right, well, you deserve
it. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just sit here and wait?
Right, totally. I can't imagine what
Brian
is like.
Gets compliments.
I can't imagine. I really can't imagine what that must feel like.
And untangling from the abusive dynamic seems like the most important work I'll do in my life.
Good for you.
I can finally start living without having the voice in my head be one of disapproval, condescension, shame, and hatred. Brian, I'm just so glad to hear from someone who is on the other side. without knowing the details, I just wanted to say, I am deeply sorry for how you were mistreated. No one deserves that.
You're so sweet.
In addition to being in therapy, fostering solid, supportive friendships, and being a Carriage House member, I have been reading up on the psychology behind these toxic relationships, and it's been helping me a lot. Currently, I'm reading the second in a series of books with the title Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents, and it's been incredibly helpful. I was wondering, what helped you the most during your journey? Again, I am just so happy to hear in your voice and spirit that you are on the other side. You are both lights. Would like to be kept anonymous.
Well, first of all, I would dig into the entire Left Behind series. It really, I think, explains a lot. It sounds like you're doing everything right. I mean, the things that worked for me were, therapy. I was, going twice a week for a while, which really helped. And also, I think just for me, taking the time away from my parents that I needed, for me, was just not speaking to them for a while. And that I actually think at the time, I didn't think it really helped at all, but I think it did actually in the long run, because they sort of saw what could happen. I'm certainly not suggesting you do that. I don't know your relationship, but you're doing it. You're doing it. Sounds like you have a great support system. You're in therapy and you really want to heal. And that's, I think, the magic combo.
And everyone's journey is their journey. So
totally.
This person doesn't really know your story. They know what you've shared. Which is wonderful, but obviously I'm sure there are other parts that you've also kept private, or the intimate details of your personal story. And it seems like they're doing the things that fit their story, and that there are common themes here, which they feel very inspired by the work that you've done, which is so wonderful, truly. But keep doing what you're doing, it sounds
totally.
Like.
Totally. And I have to say, for me, I did group therapy for a little while and then kind of fell off it, but I loved it. If you need sort of, and obviously, I don't know what your issue is, but LGBTQ centers have these all the time. They're free and they're very, very helpful. And then also just like friends. I mean, it's just, that's a big part of it. It was so nice. I mean, actually, Rana, you have been there during some really dark moments for me, and just having someone to cook me a little meal and say how terrific I am really did help.
Oh, well, so, I didn't mean to be.
Really? You meant for me to unravel. By the way, I don't know how far I am. If this person has listened to the first 15 minutes of the show, they'll be like, wait, is he any better?
This is a fun dynamic tonight. I don't know what's going on, but it is off the wall.
Well, Rana, because when there's no guest here, it gets a little looser.
Oh, we forgot to tell them there's no guest. So if you're not enjoying this, turn it off now.
That's right.
Because it's just going to be more of this.
Down and dirty in the jungle. That's right.
Okay, let's read a couple of these updates, and then we've got to get to our questions. We've got some fabulous. I think it's nice, though, that lately we've been spending a little time saying, you know what? We need to get back to basics and back to our relationship and having our little dynamic. So
correct, Rana.
We've had a few Just Us episodes lately, and I hope we do a few more in the coming months.
I do, too. They're some of my favorites.
Yeah.
So we got some great reviews, Rana. 5 stars. By the way, it only helps and encourages and promotes the podcast to rate, review, and subscribe to Ask Rana. Any little 5-star thing you write or rate, it's so easy, happens in seconds. You should do it.
It's so true. Yeah. It means that it really, I mean, think about the algorithm.
Yeah.
You're helping us in the algorithm.
Oh, Rana, you're not going to believe what a yoga instructor said the other day.
What?
He goes, and this guy, I like his classes. I hate his philosophizing. It drives me crazy.
So he's a talented, gifted athlete, but not a great mind of our generation.
The entire class was how we're all Neo and this is the Matrix.
Get out of here.
I truly was like, what year is it? How old are you? Like, what are we doing? You've made me just... it was so instantly anti-queer.
Strange.
It was just so gross. You know that thing where it's like, because really, da-da-da, and it's like, right, we get it. You took a freshman year of college and saw the movie. And so that's who you are now.
But the movie came out how long ago?
The 90s, right?
20 years? I don't even know. Something like
that. 20 plus years.
Ugh, they are making another one, though.
It was really upsetting.
Ugh, that is true. And you just want to say, could you just not talk?
Just not talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anyone who hasn't seen the movie.
I don't know who decided that that needed to be a component of yoga classes now.
Yeah.
That they have to bring something to the session instead of just bringing the class to the session.
Exactly. It was all just how I'm Neo and how
we've
got to
get you back
Oracle.
Into the JCC because they don't do that at the JCC.
Well, you know what? Oh, you know what? She got COVID.
Oh, Shelley.
Yeah, she did. She was an anti-mask, but yeah. Oh, she
well, yeah, sure.
She's
anything
fine
for,
now, but.
Anything for attention.
That's right. Yeah. No kidding. No kidding.
What does Jenny Yaya have to say?
Jenny Yaya says, do yourself a favor and download this podcast. Come for the comedy and stay for the surprisingly on-point advice. Rana is the best, and Brian's hot takes are the hottest. I love when he makes Rana laugh. These two, the best. So glad I found this podcast. So nice.
Jenny Yaya is going to love this episode. It's right. It's just for
it's
her.
It's right up her alley.
Yeah.
Rain Bomb. Aspirational. Irreverent. A masterclass in podcasting.
Oh.
Nothing I can type here will prepare you for the absolute delight you'll feel as soon as you hear Ronner and or Brian speak for 10 seconds. Don't let any of the existing or recurring bit structure here discourage you. You'll catch on quick enough, and I promise you'll end up listening to their full back catalog before you know it. While I look forward to later seeing you at the Carriage House, I must insist that you send in your proof of vaccinations to HR. I'm not sure if they'll be in the office, but I know that their email is live. Whether you're nodding fiercely along with the sincerity and candor coming from Rana's unmatched intuition, or you're in absolute stitches over the chicanery that Brian's truly unique mind can invent on command, or you've sought out the entire dang oeuvre of yet another remarkable and talented guest, 5 stars only, excuse me, you'll never regret listening to this absolute gift of a show.
Wow.
I'd rather be listening to it than listening for it. I have to say, you didn't stick the ending.
No.
Right. But the rest was brilliant.
But we knew what you meant, and we appreciated the effort, and that was just, wow.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
That was really something.
Yeah, I mean, there was the thesis, and there was all this supportive evidence.
Yeah, that was something.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Is there one more?
No.
Okay. Then we'll move on to our questions. all right. I'm going to read the question. The first question. Dearest Rana, Brioan, they wrote.
That is
B-R-Y-I-E-O-A-N. Is that just
that's a new one.
So and it's Celtic or something.
Because the other day you introduced Brian.
Someone wrote for Brian the other day.
But this is not Brian. This is like Brioan.
Yeah.
Brioan.
Yeah. This is, I think, Celtic or something.
Yeah. This or is
Welsh.
From Ire.
Yeah. And lovely guests. Not today.
Not applicable.
You got sizzled today.
That's
no
right.
Guests today.
That we're on the chocolate river in that boat. Hang on.
I adore your podcast. Mm. Thank you for making this past year a bit more bearable. So here's my dilemma. I have a friend of 20 years who is so much fun to be around and such a generous, joyful individual. Unfortunately, she has a horrible habit of revealing people's deepest secrets. Says who?
Right. You mean, why is it that horrible?
Yeah, it sounds like I want to be friends with her. Yeah.
Right.
I know all about her family members and our mutual friends' abortions, miscarriages, incidents of self-harm /cutting.
Yeah, wow. Great.
Mental health issues, sex kinks, marital problems, and her own husband's mental health /sexual dysfunction. These are just a few examples of many. I haven't called her out because our friendship began when we were 18 and quite immature. I think I've unconsciously gone along with this pattern in our friendship, but I'm getting tired of it. I usually try to redirect our conversations to other topics, but it always seems to return to gossip. She continues to share people's secrets, and I'd like to address it with her, but I'm unsure how. Do you have any suggestions? She's also about halfway through a pregnancy with her first child, which she, unsurprisingly, told folks about early on. like 6 weeks. I want to remain friends because her core being is wonderful. And I'd also like to share more with her about my life, but I am afraid that she will blab to others about it.
No doubt about it.
She will, and she has.
And she does, exactly. Yeah.
We don't live in the same city anymore. Get together about 1 to 2 times a year pre-COVID and have an active group chat. I've always been a people pleaser / very conflict resistant and no longer identify as such. My aim in life is to be more authentic, but still remain kind. Any advice on how to address this with gratitude, reformed people pleaser?
Well, I think probably tone is something we might be missing here. Is she a gossip? Or is she, oh, you're not going to believe what happened to blah, blah, blah. It's so sad, da, 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 da. And are these, I guess these people that she's talking about, they're also your close friends. Then yeah, it does feel a little bit like a violation. If your friend isn't, if your friend had a miscarriage or an abortion, something, you know, happened that was potentially traumatic or not, but you know, it seems like that friend should probably tell you. I don't know. I think if she's doing this in a gossipy way, that's pretty gross.
Okay. I want to know, A, how are we receiving this information? Is it in a text?
And is this in the group chat?
Do you two have a chat on the phone once a month?
Right.
Is she telling you these things, and not in person clearly, because you said you only see her once, 1 to 2 times a year? What is this in the group chat? Because there's two problems if it's in the group chat. One is that it's in the group chat. It shouldn't be. If she's revealing people's sensitivities. But the other thing about it being in the group chat is you have to just make a little joke about this and basically set your boundary. Where if they type, did you hear so-and-so had an abortion, blah, 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 you just write TMI. Mm-hmm. But the real issue here is not really what's going on with this friend, to be honest with you, because the friend is the friend. That's who she is. And if you don't want to hear things she has to say when she's gossiping and this and that, you can easily just say to her in conversation, whoa,
yeah,
don't want to hear it. Not interested. Yeah. None of my business. But nothing. Don't tell me. I'm covering my ears. I don't want to hear it.
And if it's over text, I think the TMI thing is actually perfect. And also, there's also just not responding to those things.
Yeah.
You know?
But there are ways to say, you're digging in the wrong place. Right. I'm not interested in hearing any of this. But your little, tiny little issue here is that you're looking for someone to play, somewhere to play out your newfound power. And my opinion is that that is misplaced.
Okay.
Where you have signed this reformed people pleaser. Do that in your personal relationships, okay? If someone in your life does something that you don't like, and set a boundary with them. This person is talking about other people. You didn't hear that she was talking about you, which she is, of course, by the way.
Right.
But you don't need to step up and be strong and damage this relationship just because you've changed how you feel about something. You can set your boundary. She's fun. You just said yourself, the opening letter. She's fun. She's this, she's that. You're crazy about her. She's a good friend of yours. You don't like this habit. She has a bad habit or bad quality. But you don't have to engage with that. You see her 1 to 2 times a year. This isn't the person that you sit next to at work.
No.
What is it bothering you so much for? And the reason is because you see it as a reflection of your own inability to set boundaries with people and to tell and to find your voice.
Right.
And this is someone getting under your skin.
This isn't someone you, like you just said, who you work with every day. This is someone you see 1 to 2 times a year. So I think what you could say, because I do think people respond to this pretty well, is when something just, I don't know, something doesn't make you feel good, or if something doesn't make, you could just say like, I love you, but this kind of information makes me uncomfortable.
Of course. If you're on the phone with her.
That's not mean. That's not rude. That's none of those things. That's not off-putting. It's not confrontational. Because people respond when it's like, what people don't really respond well to is like, you shouldn't say things like that, and you shouldn't be talking about other people. But people do respond pretty well when it's like, it makes me uncomfortable. What are you going to say to that?
Of course. Or you know? Say, can I be honest with you? I don't want to know anything about their marriage. It's none of my business.
Yeah.
And people clam up pretty fast.
Yeah.
When you say things like that. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Nothing.
Gnug. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And it, honestly, it makes me feel rotten to know something that, something about his wife that his wife doesn't know, or, you know, whatever it is.
Just makes me uncomfortable and uneasy. And I mean, people don't want to make you feel like that. So
it may actually make
her
think about her behavior.
Yeah. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will.
Because
I do
think
and it's not ugly.
There are those moments where you think you're saying something fun, and then someone says something like that to you, and you think, oh, God, I never thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. Awful, awful. I hope I didn't upset this one or that one. Or, you know, occasionally those focusing moments. But just be careful about what belongs to, you know, telling everyone in your life that you're not a mouse anymore, you're a lion, and what is dealing with things when they really happen to you and as they come. You don't want to overcorrect and destroy a friendship over an undesirable quirk.
When I visit my parents, this is very different, but when I visit my parents, or when I have, and especially the last year-ish, well, not really the last year, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Recently.
Recently.
My mom, like, stacks the house with cookies and sweets because, like, you know, she just assumes I'll love them.
Yeah, she wants
she,
to
like,
show you
love that
way. Pushes
them on me. Exactly. And she pushes them on me, and it's nice, but I obviously, you know, I have said on here that sugar just fucking makes me crazy.
Yeah.
And so the only thing she really responds to is when I say, like, I'm not going to have any. It just, it doesn't make me feel good. It just doesn't make me feel good. And then she kind of backs off. I think people respond to stuff when it's like, oh, why don't you just have one more? Why don't you just have one more? No, it just, it will make me feel bad, and, or it makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
They get it. And they'll stop.
I think so.
Yeah. Good luck. And by the way.
Good luck. You're not getting the prize. I can tell.
That was weird how I said that.
That was the first time you've told someone in advance they weren't winning the giveaway.
That is not true. I just want to say good luck with your reform.
Good luck.
People,
you're not winning the giveaway. That's
what
I heard.
But I also agree with Rana in that, like, I am also sort of, like, constantly aware of, like, people pleasing and maybe a reform to myself. But also what I have done is taken it to a place where it doesn't need to go in situations that are mild and not, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Especially at the beginning of it, you go so hard with everything in your life that feels like it's attached to that, where it's like, well, no, maybe one or two relationships are really like that. Or maybe, you know what I mean? Like, maybe what the answer is, like, if someone's like, what should we have to eat? And you're constantly saying, I don't know, but you do know. Then yeah, just say what you know, oh, I think I'd like this, or maybe we could have this. But don't say, you guys always pick. And you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to fly off the handle.
You don't
this.
Have to paint everything with that brush.
Correct. It can either be you just sitting silent or saying something, but not everyone is out to.
But I think it's funny that she thought we were going to tell her to break up with her. Whatever that third paragraph is.
Oh, you're right.
Well, I don't want to stop talking to her. Well, who said you should? First of all, let me tell you how boring your life's going to be as soon as you break up with her.
Totally.
She's got her finger on the pulse.
Be careful what you wish for.
And why does it? And the other ridiculous thing, which I have to address, is so funny, is you saying you wish you could tell her more things. Because whoever this girl is a complete genius, because everybody tells
her
everything.
People want to divulge.
They're dying to tell her everything, and she's dying to repeat it, and they just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And you want to tell her things, too.
I mean, I have to say, listen, I wouldn't want that kind of information, not the dark stuff. I really wouldn't about people I know. It would not make me feel good. But, and it really just, like you said, it would sort of make me feel rotten. But this person is showing you exactly who she is.
Yes.
She's not hiding anything about her personality.
If
so
you
she's
tell
not
her,
getting one over on you. She
she's going to repeat it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's telling you straight up.
She probably also thinks it's an even batter exchange.
True. She's like the manicurist in that movie, The Women. She's the one who just going. Every woman that comes in, she's talking about the last woman who was just there.
Yes, if I tell you something, you can assume I told someone something about you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 cheap.
Correct.
All right, dear. You're going to read this next one, and it is steaming.
Ooh. Dear Rana and Brian, capital Y, and in parentheses, if you're feeling it today. That's so nice. I am feeling it.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah. And wonderful
guest. I would
have
thought you weren't feeling it based on a
well,
lot of
20
your
minutes ago,
react.
I was not feeling
yeah,
it.
But something
if someone
shifted.
Had
I don't know
pulled that
what.
Crap yeah. in one of the reviews or something, no way.
Yeah.
But I'm okay now. First of all, I cannot thank you two enough. I've been a longtime fan of both of yours, and Tuesdays and Fridays are my favorite days. Isn't that so sweet? Having you to turn to in this pandemic has been particularly comforting, so thank you for being there for your devoted listeners. I promise to keep this as brief as possible. I never thought I'd have a reason to write in seeking your wisdom. They never do, Angel. They never do. But then... a handsome male man walked into my neighborhood and threw me for a loop. I'm a straight cis woman
Excuse
in my mid-30s
me.
For context. Yes, that loop has been thrown. She already reminds me of one of those Looney Tunes cartoons. Remember the like woman who looked beautiful from behind, but then when you saw her face.
It was Bugs Bunny usually.
It was Bugs Bunny. And then she would scream. If there was a handsome guy, a man, and like run after. That was the best.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here. I noticed this handsome postman several months ago on one of my many pandemic walks. It's the only time I've seen him up close, and I noticed how handsome he is. She's just handsome so many times. And more importantly, no ring. He smiled and said, hello. And I felt like there was a little something there. But I'm also a terrible judge of these things.
Excuse
I'm an introvert
me.
And perpetually single.
Oh, boy.
Get that lemonade ready. I work from home a couple days a week, so I'm here in the afternoon when he delivers the mail. However, I usually look like a trash monster on these days, and it feels weird to get dolled up just to look good in case I see him. I don't think it's weird.
How dolled?
Yeah, exactly. Not like in an evening gown, but like, yeah, I would want to look cute for someone who came by that I thought was cute.
He's a handsome man, whether he's delivering the post or not.
He's handsome times three.
Yeah.
My mom lives with me and is not the pushy type who tries to, I was not calling your mother bull guts.
Pushy who, tripe.
Who tries to find me a mate. But even she said
that we haven't received a message and a comment from Pushy Tripe before.
Pushy Tripe has never once written in. And I got to say, I miss them. I know they're out there. But even she said, even her mother said, have you seen him? You need to talk to him. But how? My friends have suggested leaving cheeky notes in my mailbox, but I don't think that's.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't think that's the right angle, yeah. Is it? Do you have any advice on how to interact with the postman that isn't creepy or weird? Or should I just forget about and unappreciate him from afar? I don't want to be a creep. I hope this wasn't too long. I edited it. You two and your guests really are the best. Thank you for taking the time to read this. Please don't use my name. Sincerely, Pining for the Postman and an immediate follow-up email. So sorry for the PS. And apologies for any dreaded typos in my initial email. I sent in a hurry before I lost the nerve. By the way, I don't think there were any.
Well, but you did say you edited it. So why are you writing back to say you didn't edit it?
And I thought this may help for context. I live in the U.S. We know because you spell favorite that the way we do.
Yeah.
In an old neighborhood with detached houses, and the mailman walks house to house to deliver.
I don't
just wanted us to know that.
I don't know why that helps, but it does help with the visual, I will say.
It does, because now all I wanted to do was pop out of a cake on the porch. Thank you again for your time and thoughtful advice. I'm excited for her.
I know, and her mother's in on it.
This is really exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know how to flirt. So, Rana, what would you do in this situation?
It's a tough question.
Flirt.
People always flirt with me. I don't usually flirt with them. I mean, I think that's the point. You sort of have to try to flirt with the postman.
Yeah.
And you sort of do have to put on a little lipstick, a brush of hair, or whatever it is.
I would. I mean, if there were a cute guy who was always walking around here and I knew what time he was walking around, I
what? Wouldn't
would
that
look,
be something
try to look,
to
my
look
best.
Forward to?
No kidding. Oh, God, that's exciting.
How exciting. If nothing else, you've got a cute postman that you've got a cute dynamic with.
And by the way, you getting dolled up. And again, like we're not talking, you know,
no, but we're saying, you know, put on Roosh was saying, you know, make sure your hair's cute. Even if you're just wearing it up, make sure it's cute.
As they say in 13 going on 30.
As
they say in 13 going on 30, look 30, flirty, and thriving.
That's exactly right. Which, right. By the way, I have to say, I think that movie's pretty terrific.
I love that movie.
I think she's incredible in it.
She's incredible.
And I think Mark Ruffalo's incredible.
That is his most
one of my favorite performances.
That's the only time I've, like, he's a handsome guy, obviously, and he's very, very cute,
but
extremely talented.
So,
he's like, you want him to be your boyfriend in that movie.
Oh, he sells it
totally.
Like you can't believe.
He's so great.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, a little tinted moisturizer, a little Olio and Oso, which is the little, you know, lipstick cheek color thing that I've talked about before, which just gives you a little tint. Mm-hmm. There are a way to curl your eyelashes without looking like you're wearing makeup. No makeup look.
Right. Bikini.
Maybe it's a flash dance sweatshirt, a little bra strap showing.
Yeah. That's cute.
But casually fabulous is what we're saying.
Right.
And treat it as a little bit of an experiment. See if he responds.
I know.
Instead of being so worried about, oh my God, what's going to happen? And what do I say? And strike up a conversation. You don't have to carry everything. See if he carries it right back. See if he tosses the ball back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, I mean, you know his route. You know when he's coming around. I mean,
and by the way, maybe this is too much. I don't think it ever hurts to say you had an extra something in your house. Somebody like it.
Oh,
like
I
a
like
muffin
that.
Or a cookie or a bottle of something. Or I don't really use this. Would you like it?
Probably not a bottle of something.
That's true.
Or an extra pair of underwear that you're not using.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Put them in a brown lunch bag.
Your last HIV and STI tests. Yes.
a COVID negative test.
All your labs.
Yeah. but I love the idea that, because I will sometimes give to my postman if I've made my blueberry muffins or whatever. I'll say, do you like a blueberry muffin?
Yeah.
So of course, I say, hold on, I just made some. But I think that's a nice idea. Oh, I just made this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no way I can eat, or whatever. Yeah. I just made this. Would you like one? They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Let's get it going casually. But I think absolutely get your look together. Figure it out. Whether it's a pair of sweatpants that makes your tush look good or, you know, whatever it is. And if it is, yoga pants, sweatpants, whatever it is that looks good on you, or jeans, you better make sure you think, oh, could you hold on 1 second? I forgot this letter I need to give you so we can see you walking away.
Oh my God. That's so great. That's
work
so great
angles.
If you see him and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just need to grab a letter from the house and just have it all set up.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Exactly.
Underalls.
And you can look back at him like Petunia, bat your eyes.
Do your underalls shake.
Exactly.
Do, 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 do. Yeah.
Correct. Do your Betty Boop.
Let's get a slow flirt going here. This guy comes around every day. We don't have to hit the gas pedal.
No, you don't. That's exciting.
If nothing else, you have something to really look forward to, because I bet in the summer he wears shorts.
Set up a slip and slide outside. Do you know what I mean? And
well, then when why he comes not by, just sunbathe just take topless off outside, then?
So put on the sprinklers and run through them and say, it's so hot outside.
Oh, I know. Why not run a car wash?
Exactly. And wear just a bikini and white t-shirt.
A wet t-shirt car wash.
Like, will you be the judge of the wet t-shirt contest? I'm the only contestant.
I was just washing my car. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Yes, in your Daisy Duke cutoffs.
Yep. And it is roomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dear.
How
us,
fun. I'm so excited
for
you. Please let us
because
know.
Because now we have something we're looking forward to.
Exactly.
Yep. Dear Rhonna, Brian, and sensational guests.
You know what? Sensational is a word we don't hear that often, and it's so good, except there's not a guest.
That's why I read it, because I think it applies to us.
I agree. We are
sensational. Is a great word.
We are a sensation.
I specifically need Rhonna's high-class taste so I can send a wedding gift to my childhood friend.
Sure. This Mikasa gift, Lazy Susan.
Well, let's just hang on a second, okay? I do love the idea of Lazy Susan, though. This gift needs to be so extravagant. It blows my ex-friends, who all dumped me in high school, away. Uh-oh. The friend group I grew up with was extremely toxic. Some girls got invited to sleepovers, others not. A lot of exclusion occurred during the years. In grade 9, oh, we've got a Canadian here, our friend Allison moved.
A-L-Y-S-O-N. Yeah. Can I say that part?
Please.
Yeah.
The following year, the group completely iced me out. At the time, it was heartbreaking, but eventually led me to be stronger and meet better people. We get together if Allison comes back home during the years. Over the years, I think they mean, but in any event. But other than that, had little contact with the other girls. Now we're 25. Allison invited a small group of us to her wedding in Calgary. See, there we go.
Uh-huh.
I hope they're going to the Stampede, don't you?
Yeah, please. It's the world's biggest rodeo.
Yeah. We all live in Vancouver and have to travel out of the province. I reached out to the girls to book flight/accommodation. Your first mistake. Come to find out, 3 girls booked accommodation together without letting the rest of us know. I decided not to attend and blamed COVID for the shake of my mental health. I know there's a part of me that still hurts despite making new friends. I'm choosing not to be excluded again at 25. I want to send a fantastic gift so my presence will be known at the wedding regardless. My budget is up to $200, Canadian, I assume, since I would have spent a lot to attend. Thank you for the joy you both bring to me each week. Please don't judge me too hard on my desire to be petty. Kiss, kiss, Alex.
Well, the way it works here, and I assume Canada, is I don't think they'll know that you, the only person that's going to know you sent that gift is Allison.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you're going to get credit for it, and you're not going to do what everyone wants is the Janis Joplin going to her high school reunion and sticking a middle finger out the window and driving by. That is the Romeo and Michelle fantasy everybody wants. The problem is it really doesn't ever pay off.
No.
And there's no real, like they don't, as Rana once said to me, Elaine doesn't give me the time of day. So, and I've never forgotten it. These girls are not concerned with you at all. They're just, and I don't mean that rudely. Fuck them is what I really mean.
Yeah.
They sound horrible.
Yeah.
But they're not going to notice that you gave her an expensive gift. Allison will notice. And so then that's up to you.
What you want, the desired outcome that you're looking for, you cannot have.
And by the way, I think you're smart feeling this way not to go to the wedding. I do.
I do and I don't.
Okay.
I do because it's creepy crawly under your skin, all of this. Yeah. So the state that you're in over this, I agree that you will go and you will have a bad weekend. So I agree with Brian on that. But you have chosen to stay friends with Allison all these years.
That's true.
And she's your good friend, it sounds like. And you are missing her wedding. Because you are afraid to feel uncomfortable with a group of women who you should have written off 10 years ago. And that's the truth.
I know it's difficult. Because it's
so hard.
It's so easy to, especially when you're in your 20s, it's so easy.
25 is still so young.
So young, and it's so easy to hang on to how you were mistreated not that long before, you know. And it still, it does, you know, the wounds are still pretty deep then. So I could see how I could, like, if it were me, I would go because I was good friends with Allison, but I would really be uncomfortable. And I don't know if going would be the right thing ultimately.
Well, the real thing is we don't know the circumstances of the wedding, meaning who else is there. Can you bring a date? Obviously not. You can't bring a date because you're 25 and you would have said, I'm bringing my boyfriend, or they invited me with a boyfriend and I can't, or my girlfriend, or whoever it is. But the thing you're asking us for, I hate to say it, we never say this, we can't give to you. You want us to tell you a show-stopping gift that is going to make an impact on the group. Nothing is going to make an impact on the group.
Because it's not like a bridal shower.
Also, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They don't, you can't, you want to make them jealous, or you want Allison to show that she likes you that more than she likes them, or whatever that moment is that you're hoping for. And honestly, short of sending her on a honeymoon around the world that everyone at the wedding will hear about, there isn't a gift that's going to do that.
Yeah, they're not going to see it.
The gift here is for us to tell you that these girls are not worth your time.
Absolutely, and this pettiness,
which, look, I don't think it's petty to care about this.
Me neither.
But I do think there is no revenge or comeuppance or breakthrough or anything to be had here is the bad news. Mm-hmm. And you have to grow up a little bit around this, unfortunately, even though, and I'm not disavowing any of your hurt feelings or how they've behaved or how they've treated you over the years or anything. I'm just saying you can't keep carrying that forward.
Because they're over it.
There's nothing. They were never under it.
The people, it's like, I have a friend who always said like, oh, we didn't have bullies in my high school, da 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 da. And someone else pointed out, well, that's because
you were the popular one.
You were the popular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, of course you didn't think that. You didn't see it or feel it. These people never saw or felt that they were bad people. And by the way, ultimately, unless they really take stock of themselves, that does not work out in their favor. It just doesn't.
You're all friends with Allison. You're not friends with each other.
Yeah.
And so this thing about they excluded you on the accommodation, et cetera, you're not really friends with them. Why do they have to stay with someone they're not friends with?
God, and why would you want to?
Because she wants to feel included.
Included, yeah.
And I understand how that wound feels to be reopened. It's a terrible, terrible feeling. But only you can allow them to reopen it.
And I do think it's a nice idea to send a gift that says, I love you so much, and I'm so sorry I'm not there. You know, something that is
personal, special.
I'm glad you're spending the extra money, actually. Not that personal means expensive, but it's a worthy investment because you're not going. So I do think that, and as far as wedding gifts, I always say give people what they want. Like, look at a registry if she has one. If not, Rana, that's all you. What do you think?
Yes. To me, it's about knowing Alex. Not Alex. About knowing the friend.
Allison.
Yes. And knowing what Allison is about and what they need. And really, the only positive thing you can do with this gesture is pick something specific and lovely to give to Allison and her new partner, and try and cleanse yourself of this toxic energy by committing a lovely act that is free of all of the baggage that you've attached to it.
Or get her something they're really going to talk about and get like a doll made of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like an Annabelle style doll made of you, so that she'll call them and be like, you guys, I got the previous gift.
One of those babies.
Real life babies. Yeah. Or whatever, the lifelike babies, whatever those are called.
Yeah. But make sure it comes with a certificate named after you.
It has to have the certificate, otherwise it's not.
I do love the name Alex spelled with an I. I will say that, which is what she is. Yeah. Dear, we have bad news for you. We're not really in the revenge department because—
Well,
that's not true. We are in the revenge business.
But this isn't revenge.
Only when it works.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work.
You won't get to—
You'll just be out 200
walk away
bucks
from that fire
with a bottle
of Negroni in your hand. That's not going to happen for you with this, unfortunately. They're not going to know.
Speaking of a bottle of Negroni in hand.
Yar.
Who are we giving our gift to this week? I think we know.
Okay.
Well, the problem is we don't ship internationally.
Okay. That's
so
right.
So we can't send Alex a Negroni to Vancouver. So we're going to have to pick something else. I'm guessing she's our winner. Who's our roundup?
Okay. Is it pining for the postman or the friend who can't keep a secret.
Well, pining for the postman, we could send her one of these, a set of the Olio and Esso tinted. I could put together a little kit for her.
Ronna, I think that would be so special.
Why don't you, if you're willing to, send us a picture.
Mm-hmm. She might not have a picture.
Of herself, not the postman. My God. Definitely send us a picture of the postman if you've got one.
Well, sure, if you've got one, yeah.
Yeah. To askrana@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Send me a picture, and I'm going to send you a few treats that are going to help with your look. I'm going to send you an eyelash curler. I'm going to send you a little tinted lip, and I'm going to send you a couple of ideas about how to do you know makeup.
I love that, Ronna. That's really fun.
And then you send us the surveillance footage of you flirting with the postman.
Get a Ring camera, do the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you might be capturing, who knows? You might be capturing your courtship with your future partner. Who knows?
That's true.
Yeah. Dear, as usual, I had a fabulous time.
Oh my God, Ronna. What can I say? It was so fun. I had so much fun. I really went from hot and heavy to really relaxed.
Though now I'm wondering if we should be sending her some kind of package that she keeps saying to him, do you know if it came yet? Did you see this? She has a reason.
But do you think that she'd be annoying?
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to send it, but we're going to send it so that it requires a signature.
Great.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how we're going to help. Because that way, he has to get the signature from her. And he has to talk to her.
I feel like get it, what, certified? I don't know how it works.
I don't know. Tony's going to figure it out, whether it has to be certified or what.
You know what you do? Because I think if you declare that it's over $500, it has to have a signature. Obviously, what we're sending will not be that much, but you can just declare that it is.
We're going to tell Tony to figure out how to make sure it gets a signature.
Right.
Okay. That's our gift to you. Yeah.
Love it.
I wouldn't mind an update from everybody this week. I'll say that.
Me too.
We are so, and who I really want an update from is a greater audience who are going to let us know if they ordered the Negroni. When they get the Negroni, we want the pictures.
We want the receipts.
I have to say, I think this bottle is so gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's truly beautiful. It'll be the talk of the town. I mean,
it is. This is how you come out of lockdown. In my opinion.
No kidding, Ronna.
Yeah. I mean, this is Negroni Summer is here, people.
It's here.
Get on board.
Get on board.
All right, dear. I adore you. What else can I say?
I love you too, Ronna.
And, well, I didn't say that, but...
No, but I did. But
did you say it first?
Ronna, I did. I think I said it first. Which put me in a very vulnerable position.
What are you supposed to say? Thank you. When someone tells you they love you.
That's what they say to say.
They just say thank you.
That's so sweet. Thank you. And then just keep an eye on the person because they're going to run for a gun to shoot themselves through the head. So just lock all the firearms away after you say thank you.
I truly had a wonderful night with you, Dee. I hope you go take a good long bath. And watch Judy or whoever you're watching right now.
I will. I will. There's a new bath bomb called Angel's Kiss.
Oh, where does it come from?
Oh, God, it's so good. It's Lush.
You know, you and Dante could have to move in together.
Actually, I think it's called Angels on Bare Skin. Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
No, what are you talking about, Ronna? That sounds beautiful.
Angels on Bare Skin. Boy, are you? You're a real mock, aren't you? You'll take anything they'll sell you.
Why not?
Yeah, angels on bare. It should be called Angel Kisses on Bare Skin.
That I would feel love. Like, but this body needs some attention.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll swallow you up. It'll swallow you up like Jonah and the whale.
You're so funny.
All right, dear. Have a wonderful night. Kiss,
too,
kiss,
Ronna. Kiss, kiss. That was so fun.
Wait a minute.
I know.
I hope you're not already drawing your bath because I forgot to read the cliffhanger.
I did have to turn the water off, but we totally forgot. Let's do it, Ronna. Let's cliffhanger.
I'll quickly read this. I can't believe we had such a beautiful sign off.
It was so pretty and it was so loving.
And it was really, it was so imbued with meaning.
Yes. Yes.
Dear Ronna, Brian with a capital Y and
thank
potential
you, I like
sage
it.
Guest.
N-A.
First, thank you. For all that you do. Your friendly voices, smart advice, and fabulous taste have helped me tremendously during this pandemic.
That's nice.
I am working to keep my word count low, so I'll just dive in.
Sure you will.
25 years. Oh, this is, wait a minute. I forgot. This is, I took a glimpse at this before.
Okay.
This is an actual cliffhanger.
Oh, yes.
Not one of those. This isn't, how do I stop making macaroni and cheese for my nephew? This is a real cliffhanger.
Right. The answer to that is you don't.
25 years ago, I was involved in a long distance relationship, several states distance, not within driving distance. Let's call him Eric. One summer, over a long weekend, I went to visit Eric for several days. About 4 weeks later, he came to visit me and stayed for 3 weeks. Things felt off during that visit. I did not feel well, was extremely tired, and was experiencing intestinal issues for the majority of the visit. He seemed a bit distant and distracted. Well, that, you know, that does happen. Isn't it funny? It does happen to people when they get nervous on like a second date, and it can ruin, it can sabotage the whole thing.
Completely.
Anyway. Those intestinal issues weren't nerves or IBS. It turns out I was pregnant. Let that sink in.
This is going to be good.
I had gotten pregnant during that long weekend visit. Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as I was discovering I was pregnant, I was also discovering that the relationship was crumbling. I found out he was seeing someone else in his home state, and we broke up, and he quickly stopped answering any of my calls, and we fell out of contact until it eventually waned to zero. Okay. There was no way I was in any position to raise a baby, and an abortion wasn't an option at the time. So I carried the baby, gave birth to a beautiful, healthy boy, and surrendered him for adoption. I was in an unstable place at the time, and I did the best I could for my child. I made sure someone with more resources than me would raise him. Beautiful.
Nice.
At the time, I was unaware that open adoption was an option, and I contacted a religious organization that was in my area to handle the adoption. I was able to pick the couple that would parent my baby. That's, wow, that's something. But there has been zero contact since the very closed adoption. There was no father's name listed on the birth certificate. As agonizing as surrendering my baby was, I know I did the right thing and am at peace with my decision. Good. Recently, however, the baby's father has found me on social media. He reached out to me and asked the basic, how are you? How has your life been? Sort of questions. He is happily married and has 2 grade school age children. He seems to be happy, and I am glad for him. I bear him no ill will, and I'm glad that he has a nice life. I also have a pretty good life. I have a job I enjoy and have been married for 16 years to my current wonderful husband.
Wow.
He has no idea that 25 years ago, I carried his child, then surrendered it for adoption. Wow. Mm-hmm. Can you believe these people are running to us?
I know. But the husband knows. Just this guy doesn't.
Yes,
know.
The husband knows. The ex-boyfriend doesn't know, but the father knows.
Of the child, right.
Yeah. So here's my dilemma. I've been feeling a lot of guilt for not letting Eric know about this baby. Should I let him, should I tell him about his adoption so many years ago? Would that be unfair to potentially disrupt the happy life he seems to have built? Since the adoption was closed, I have no contact information to offer and really no information at all, except for the state the adoptive parents lived in at the time of the adoption. Do I share this information? Do I keep this secret to myself? My first priority is not to hurt anyone. Like I said, I am at peace with the decision and feel no shame or regret. I would not want for this information to cause any issues with Eric or his family. What do I do? Do I tell Eric about this baby, or do I continue keeping this information to myself and allow him to live his life in ignorant bliss? Please help me sort this out. I just don't know what to do. My husband knows all about the situation and thinks that I should leave well enough alone and not tell Eric, but he's not the one feeling this guilt and even having guilt dreams about telling Eric about this baby. I look forward to what I am sure will be your excellent advice on this matter. Please don't use my real name. Sincerely, birth mom?
What a question. This is one, another one for the record books. I don't think we've ever had one like this.
Oh, big time. No.
Yeah.
No. We are, well, this is, if you're not on Patreon.
Come on.
I don't know what you're doing, to be honest with you.
I have to be honest with you. There's so many perks over there. Patreon.com/AskRana. $5 gets you into the carriage house and you become a chip. $10 gets you sauna privileges. And all of a sudden, you're watching us.
That's very beautifully put, dear.
Thanks, Rana. I'm excited for the bath.
Look how softly you ended this episode after this, like you ended it like a lullaby.
I did.
You came in as a bundle of nerves and you ended it like a lullaby.
That's right. I shocked my system to the point of absolute lobotomy.
You just chased yourself in a circle for an hour.
I did.
And now you're ready to punch yourself out.
All I had to do was run after the rabbit for a little bit.
All you had to do was grab a frying pan and smash yourself off of
that. Absolutely right. I just had to jump through a few windows and walls, and I'm feeling much better.
Well, I hope you enjoy your angel's kiss, so whatever it's called.
Thank you.
And join us on Patreon for the answer to that, because who wouldn't?
And Rana, I love you so much.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
You mean the world to me.
Thank you.
The world.
Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, angels, kiss, kiss.